When Bill Peduto is sworn into his second term as mayor of Pittsburgh, Kevin Acklin will no longer be his chief of staff. Acklin has announced he's returning to the private sector. Over the last 4 years, Acklin has also served as the city's chief economic development officer. How will his departure affect the administration and the city? 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Mayor Peduto.
Mr. Mayor, how big of a hit is this to your administration?
Well, you're losing your number one, right? And whether that is with an administration for a mayor's office, a baseball team, a company, it's hard to replace someone that's irreplaceable. So we built our team around Kevin. Fortunately, he didn't have any weaknesses that we had to fill in for, so we have a pretty strong team as we look at opportunities for somebody else to come into that.
Specifically when it comes to development and different projects are in place, starting, planned for, how might this impact those?
Well, we're going to have to change the rules of several people in the administration. So when we look for somebody to come in, we're simply looking for a chief of staff. We're not looking for a chief of staff / economic development chief. Kevin's going to stay in his role at the URA as the chairman of the URA, and we'll still have him to be able to work on economic development activities within the URA. But we still need an economic development person within the administration as well, and that role will probably be filled from within.
When you do that, do you have to sort of mix the goals of attracting developers to what Pittsburgh has to offer, but also your administration's stated policy about being a city for all?
Yeah, so when we're looking at not only bringing new businesses to Pittsburgh, but how we can expand businesses that are presently here, a lot of that's my job. But when you're dealing with the negotiation, when you're dealing with the law and the programs that are out there, you need somebody who has an expertise in economic development and or an expertise in negotiations and making deals happen. I think we have some talented people within this administration. This will give them the opportunity to prove over 2018 that they are capable of doing that type of heavy lifting. Like I said earlier, there will be two distinct offices, the chief of staff role and the economic development role. We were lucky to have for the first 4 years a person who could fill both of them. Looking forward, we'll have two separate individuals.
So you're looking for somebody who's willing to make a sacrifice monetarily just to get their qualities, their skill set.
In the first 4 years, almost every person that we hired into an administrative role took a pay cut in order to be able to join our administration. But they all had one thing, they wanted to serve. What I want is somebody who has a strong commitment to public service, even if they're not working in public service right now. We want to be able to fill these positions with people who are deeply, deeply committed to Pittsburgh.
When you brought Kevin Acklin on, he was a Pittsburgher. How important is it that your next chief of staff be a Pittsburgher?
Well, Kevin Acklin bleeds black and gold. You don't get more Pittsburgh than Kevin Acklin. And there have been great chiefs of staffs to other mayors and other cities that have come in from different places. But when you're looking at that type of a model, you're looking at a city much bigger than Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's just a bunch of neighborhoods cobbled together to form a city. And you need somebody who can understand each of the unique characteristics of each of those neighborhoods if you really want to be effective. You can hire different people in to do the different expertise that's needed in law, finance, and being able to deliver public works and public safety. But that chief of staff has to have the feel of the city. It has to know its heartbeat. So I won't be looking nationally when we're doing this. I thought about it last week. I need somebody who, in or out of government, is somebody who truly understands the city of Pittsburgh.
You mentioned earlier two jobs, chief of staff and economic development officer. Timetable?
I get sworn in on January 3rd, begins the next four-year term. I would like to have the people in place at that time.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.